Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here in another hour of Good Day Health. Welcome. I'm Doug Steffen, having the opportunity to share with you lots of medical news and information, research. We're going to spend some time focusing on bladder cancer and how therapy is available for that later on with an expert that Ken has connected with because he's from Duke and Ken went to Duke. Just for the heck of it, Ken, spend a minute going through your CV, will you? I think every once in a while I probably ought to do this, and I don't do it because I think we've become so close. I shouldn't make any assumptions at all about anything because people come in new to the program all the time, and they say, okay, who is this guy? Why should I listen to him? Why is he more credible than my doctor? And I'm not sure he may or may not be more credible than your doctor. It depends on how good your doctor is. I know Ken is an expert and known around the world as one of the top cardiologists. He practices at a clinic in Florida called Lake Cardiology, and you've been there for now, what, 30 years? How long have you been
there? Yeah, I'm in my 30th year.
30 years. Okay, before that, in order to become edumacated, where did you go to school?
Well, after high school, I went to the University of Rochester, graduated Phi Beta Kappa, summa from there, and went then and tiptoed into the Ivy League for 7 years. I was at the University of Pennsylvania, and I was in their medical scientist training program. I got 2 Ivy League doctoral degrees. Don't hold that against me, an MD and a PhD in cardiovascular physiology. And I finished at the University of Pennsylvania in 1982 and went south, young man, to Durham, North Carolina. And I was proudly a medical intern and medical resident at Duke University Medical Center. I spent 3 years there. You really learn your craft, and it's like going through boot camp in medicine, and that's where you learn it all. And basketball at Duke was just in its infancy. Coach K was a new coach just from the military program, and the rest was history there. And in 1985, I went west out to the University of California, San Francisco to finish my training, spent several years there in cardiology, and had really the honor of training with some of the internationally well-known teachers in cardiology. That was a great experience, and figured out I couldn't afford to live in California, so I came back east and have been in Mount Dora. This is my 30th year. Did a real-life Doc Hollywood, if you've ever seen that movie, and I've been there with no regrets, enjoying every day, every moment still. And the Mayo Clinic tells me that half of cardiologists are all burnt out, and hopefully you don't hear a bit of that in my voice at all.
Nope, not at all. That's why you're here, to help people. So sign up now for this time every week to listen to Ken go through a lot of the medical news of the week with his spin, his advice. Information is what this is all about, plus conversation about what perhaps is in the future. What will help you out? Questions to Dr. Ken, you can send along to Doug, me, Doug at DougSteffen.com. Dr. Ken is brought to you by the folks who present Superbeats to you. We'll talk about that and why it's so important to have nitric oxide blood boosting your body, your brain, all those good things that we go through the course of the program. Let's get to some of the reports and some of the journals that we spend so much time on. This is what you're really good at, Ken, looking at these stories and helping people understand how it affects them, sort of bringing them. And we all know medical jargon is purposely aimed just at the doctor, so you need to translate. It's like looking at Chinese. How are you got to have somebody to translate Chinese. You need somebody to translate these works, and so that's why Ken is here. Let's look at how good it is to engage or to introduce more fiber into your body.
This is really good. We have some good information this week from the medical journals about lifestyle methods to lower pain, and there's so much in the newspapers, the radio, TV, about all the havoc of these pain pills. So we'll learn some good things this week. And to kick it off in the annals of the rheumatic diseases, Doug, this week, that eating a diet rich in fiber may actually lower the risk of developing painful knee osteoarthritis. Osteoarthritis, also known as wear and tear arthritis, Doug, it's the most common type of arthritis and affects a whopping more than 30 million American adults. New research shows knows that a diet rich in fiber may lower the risk of developing painful osteoarthritis. So how do you get all this fiber? Well, good sources of fiber, Doug, include nuts, legumes, fruits, whole grains, and non-starchy vegetables. Let me do that list again quickly. Nuts, legumes, fruits, whole grains, and non-starchy vegetables. So higher total fiber intake, it's related to a lower risk of symptomatic osteoarthritis. Previous studies have shown that a diet rich in fiber has various health benefits, from lowering blood pressure and weight to reducing inflammation and improving blood sugar levels. So you want to get that big bowl of whole grain cereal in the morning, lots of fruits and these non-starchy vegetables, and what a wonderful way to lower the pain of osteoarthritis.
All right, so there's some good concrete information that you can carry with you, especially as you get older, eating more fiber, lowering the risk of osteoarthritis. All right, because Ken is a heart specialist, there are usually a number of things. Think about it. Cancer and heart disease are the two number one, other than what happens to you if your lungs fill up with fluid. That'll kill you too, but the most direct way of dying in our country is either by getting cancer or heart disease. So a lot of research being done. People continue to look for reasons to eat chocolate. Looks like we got another one here.
And the lungs filling up with fluid is almost always due to heart failure, sometimes an infection, and that's obviously a heart problem, which is a killer. But here's some great news out of the medical journal Heart this week, Doug, that eaten in moderation, chocolate could reduce your risk of an irregular heartbeat by a fifth. So what is moderation? So eating between 2 and 6 ounces of chocolate every week, not every day.
Every week? Wait a minute. What about every day?
Every week is associated with a whopping 20% reduced risk of atrial fibrillation. And we know that AFib is characterized by this rapid, irregular beating of the upper heart chambers or the atria. As a result, the flow of blood into the ventricles, the lower part of the heart, is compromised. Patients with atrial fibrillation, here's the problem, are 5 times more likely to have a stroke and are at double the risk of heart-related deaths. Consuming just small to moderate amounts of chocolate, Doug, especially dark chocolate, which is higher in antioxidants, can benefit the heart. But eating excessive amounts of chocolate is not recommended because many chocolate products, they're high in calories from sugar and fat, and they could lead to weight gain and other metabolic problems. But moderate intake of chocolate with high cocoa content may be a healthy choice.
A healthy choice. All right. Chocolate in the morning, chocolate in the evening.
A little square. You can have a small square each day, especially the dark chocolate.
Okay. So here's another problem. We were there's a lot of sleep information this week, lack of sleep and what that does to you. Here's another way. If you're having a problem getting enough sleep because you can't go to sleep, Ken's got a report that sounds like it'd be pretty interesting. Another underscore for vitamin D, Ken.
Absolutely. There's a lot of information this week about sleep. The first of two really important stories comes out of the Journal of Endocrinology this week, that pain affects more people in America, Doug, than heart disease, cancer, and diabetes combined. Pain, it's the most common reason for Americans to access the healthcare system, and it accounts for a large proportion of the country's healthcare costs, Doug. The news this week is that vitamin D supplementation, together with good sleep hygiene, may offer an effective way to manage pain in conditions such as arthritis, chronic back pain, fibromyalgia, and menstrual cramps. So sleep, vitamin D, and pain, they're linked through the immunological and neurobiological pathways. There are two ways in which vitamin D can affect pain sensitivity. Doug, one is through its influence on sleep, and the other is through its influence on inflammation.
Wow. And you talk about vitamin D all the time because most of us don't have enough.
Absolutely.
And it's really amazing when you get your blood tested every year how it really shows up. But it's been sort of late that it's become more prominent and more a part of our conversation, isn't it?
Just one discovery after another of how important it is. Make sure you get your level checked, and if it's okay, you usually don't have to keep checking it, but just make sure, because you can take supplementation, but you don't want to overdo it. But isn't that wonderful? With all these problems, with all these pain medications, we have these nice, simple ways of adjusting our lifestyle to lower the risk of pain. Two stories out this week from the medical journals about lifestyle and pain.
All right. So in terms of vitamin D, when we take it, I take mine with my morning round of supplements. Should I be taking it at night as well before I go to bed?
Well, not so much the time of day, but you should take it with a meal because it's better absorbed if you
take it with a meal. I take it with breakfast.
They're fine.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Speaking of being fine, let's talk about the benefits of getting nitric oxide into your blood and how you can get it fast and why it will help you so much, Ken.
Well, nitric oxide is so important for all of us to effectively function on planet Earth. Nitric oxide, a lot of doctors don't know about it because it was discovered in 1988 and it got the Nobel Prize in 1998. So many of us who went to medical school before that didn't even hear about it. But it is creeping into the textbooks of medicine today. The medical students are learning about it. It's an incredibly important signaler from head to toe. It helps the blood vessels relax. You need to continuously make this gas, nitric oxide.
You get free shipping if you're listening to Ken and say, hey, I listen to Ken, give me that free shipping, plus a 30-day supply, an extra bonus when you order for the first time at 800-655-4183. One more time, 800-655-4183. Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to frame, ready to drill, ready to hang and install. And during the Ready to Reframe event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Now through June 18th at Lowe's, pro customers can save up to 15% on select in-stock Reliabilt Masonite and Geldwen doors. Plus, save up to 15% on select in-stock Pella windows. See Lowe'sForPros.com or the Pro Desk in-store for details. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
everybody. I'm lifestyle expert and mom, Raina Seitel, to fill you in on my best tips for getting your busy summer in gear. First off, I always keep a big supply of sunscreen and use trusted products with a long-standing reputation like Copper Tone. They've been leading the way in trust and transparency for 70 years. In fact, they asked independent experts to conduct an assessment to review its sunscreen testing methods so you can feel more confident about the sunscreen you choose. Plus, they've revolutionized a new form of sunscreen this year called Copper Tone Whipped. Its rich and creamy form is easy to apply and feels light on your skin, leaving you wanting to wear it every day. Next, to stay connected, you need a reliable service provider like Straight Talk Wireless. With Straight Talk, you get the best phones, the best networks for less, with the largest, most dependable 4G LTE Plus coverage. Straight Talk's unlimited plans start at $45 a month, and you can get the latest phones like the new Samsung Galaxy S8. For more information, go to straighttalk.com and coppertone.com.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Coming up at 24 past the hour, I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. And this hour of Good Day Health, a way for us to help you out every week, to give you information, update what's going on, answer some of your questions. Ken does that every day, all day, 10 or 12 hours a day. He's seeing patients at his clinic at Lake Cardiology, which, by the way, if you'd thought after listening to him for a long time, he really sounds like he knows his stuff, which he does. That's why he's here. You might want to go visit with him. And so if you want to call the clinic and make an appointment, wherever you are in the world and listening to us, you can hear us all around the world, around the country, where maybe you're next door, who knows, 352-735-1400. I get this call every week, so I'm anticipating people say, how do we, I want to go see Ken. So here is my way of getting ahead of that question before it's asked. Here's the answer. Go see Ken. Get there in Florida. And then you can drive, you can fly, whatever you want to do. But in order to make the appointment, 352-735-1400. You love his staff. Okay. One of the other Journal of American whatever is going on in the medical world. This is more a mind thing than it is a body. But we all embrace the spirit-mind-body connection. So this report focuses in on aroma and smell and the connection to love.
You're going to love this one, Doug. This comes out of the frontiers in psychology this week, that beauty is not always in the eye of the beholder. Sometimes it's in the ears or nose of the beholder, too. Mm-hmm. There's this new research that suggests that a person's voice and scent can be just as important as physical appearance in how attractive someone is to others.
Isn't that something, huh?
Voice and scent.
Well, okay, I got a great voice and I smell well, so I guess I'm all set. I was looking at a posting on Facebook today about the problems people have with gluten intolerance and what the signs are that a lot of people ignore. I have gluten intolerance, but it's funny because it doesn't seem to always bother me. If I have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, for example, and I don't use gluten-free bread, it doesn't bother me. And I'm beginning to wonder whether some of the things, if you have a cheese sandwich, let's say, and you cook it in olive oil, does the oil activate the gluten, and something like peanut butter kill the gluten influence. Am I being silly, or do you think that happens?
No, it's like everything else in medicine. You have to personalize it, Doug. And you have a mild case. So
yes, thank
you. People get stomach pains or bloating, gas or cramps, nausea, vomiting, constipation. If you have a severe case of this, you're going to have this all the time. But fortunately, you have a mild case.
Well, it's being you got to pay attention to the signs. And what you can't die from gluten intolerance, can you? You can't.
It just
the malady
makes life
is, it makes
miserable.
You uncomfortable.
Unless you commit suicide, which I don't recommend.
No, thank you. I think we'll stay away from that. And then, but there are a lot of things. It's all about what you eat. Ken has very good advice about eating the salads now. This, how do you pronounce it? Quinona? How do you? Meredith likes to make that. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, you did a good job.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
It's like rice, but supposedly better for you, right?
Yes.
You have it? You eat a very conservative diet.
Well, I don't know if I would call it conservative. So. I eat a combination of the Mediterranean diet and the DASH diet, even though I don't have high blood pressure. But the dietary approach to stop high blood pressure, the DASH diet, and the Mediterranean diet. And I have an occasional cheat day, but anything on those two diets, that's what I eat. And I eat the right amount of calories to maintain my weight, and I work out a few times a week.
Good for you. Good for all of you that work out.
I went to my yearly checkup with my doctor. I was a half a pound different from year to year, and it can be done. I'm not trying to boast. I'm just trying to provide some inspiration that in midlife you can get your body weight down to ideal body weight, and you can keep it. It just takes some effort.
Yep. You've got to do it. I'm doing it, and it is hard. It really is. I find it every year a little harder to get rid of that winter roll that I have. Don't like it. 28 past the hour.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, with a long history of use in laundromats and hospitals, come with an industry-leading 5-year warranty. How can we offer a warranty of such length? Because we're assuming you'll never need to use it. Not with Speed Queen's sturdy construction and commercial-quality metal components. So, enjoy your Speed Queen for 25 years, unless you're washing bricks or drying bowling balls, which will almost certainly void the warranty. Visit us at speedqueen.com.
This is Bill's yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrans Financial can help. Benetrans' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans Financial, funding for the life of your business.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Hi, Tom Baudette. According to the dad bod craze, the lumpy, less than chiseled look is now totally in. So you could say I'm in the best shape of my life. And so is Motel 6. They've updated their properties nationwide with contemporary everything, still for the same low price you've come to expect. So your wallet can feel a little pleasantly plump, too. I'm Tom Baudette, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at Motel6.com.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Serious information about your health and well-being. That's what you find here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. In a few moments, we're going to meet somebody from the Duke Cancer Center who will help us understand what's going on. There has been an increase in bladder cancer, so Ken wanted to speak to Dr. Michael Harrison about that, and we will in just a few minutes. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, there's a study out today, Ken, suggesting that women are more likely than men to get a stroke. Most women don't recognize the warning signs. So I thought we might share this because I think you and I have talked about this before. Death for women in America, more and more a problem of strokes and heart disease and circulatory problems than ever before. As a matter of fact, I think you said recently women, there are more women having strokes than men. And that's, I just came across a study, so I thought we would elaborate on it for a moment or two, because this is the sort of underscore that people find helpful, because you got to keep reminding people of this. A stroke is caused by blood not getting to the brain, hardening of the arteries, and a bunch of other stuff too, isn't it?
Well, there's two types of strokes. The most common type of stroke, the so-called ischemic stroke, where there's not enough blood flow because there's a clog up in the circulation to the brain. And the second type, about a quarter of the strokes are hemorrhagic, where there's actually an explosion of the circulation through the brain, and there's a bleeding type into the brain. And that's why, you know, when you think you're having a heart attack, we tell you to chew an aspirin. When you think you're having a stroke, we tell you not to chew an aspirin, because we don't know whether it's the clotting, ischemic type of stroke, or the bleeding, hemorrhagic type of stroke.
Mm-hmm. What do you see most commonly, and is it age-related?
Well, we use the ischemic are the most common. As a cardiologist, there are clots being thrown because of rhythm problems, atrial fibrillation. There's plaque buildup also in the circulation from the heart to the brain and the carotids. These plaques rupture and you get blockages in the circulation, very similar to how you get heart attacks in the circulation to the heart. These are brain attacks in the brain. And the same risk factors, blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, weight, all of these things, smoking, all of these risk factors that lead to plaqueing and heart attacks in the heart are the same things that lead to plaquing and strokes. So you want to get down to ideal body weight, watch your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, don't smoke, eat a heart healthy diet, and talk to your doctors about maybe examining, listening for those sounds in your neck. If you go to the doctor and have a thorough physical exam, make sure they gently put their stethoscope, the bell, the bottom, the small part of the stethoscope on your neck and listen for circulation.
Mm-hmm. And you use all kinds of different things. I know when you measure my carotids, there's a what do you call that device that you use?
Well, we know there's some narrowing in your circulation, not real horrible. And so on a regular basis, we use an ultrasound to look at flow in your carotid. You know, with the heart, the circulation is deep inside the chest, under the bones and the lungs, and it's impossible to physically examine the circulation to the heart. But with the carotids, and this is why no one should push their hands on their neck real hard, be very gentle, keep your hands off your neck, because the circulation to the brain is just very much under the skin around your neck, and we can physically examine the circulation. We can very easily image with ultrasound the circulation from the heart to the brain.
All right. Here's something you might want to rethink. Those of you who love to get burgers, eating red meat has been shown to increase the risk of death from 9 diseases: cancer, heart disease, respiratory diseases, stroke, diabetes, infections, Alzheimer's, kidney disease, liver disease. Ages 50 to 71 are the ones most likely to be affected by eating red meat. Do you eat any red meat anymore?
I go out for a steak maybe once a month, I have to admit.
All right. So what do you think about this? Is it the red meat?
Go ahead. I think everything in moderation. I think if you make a regular habit of it, it's a little dicey, but I think an occasional treat, I think, is okay.
A little bit. Goes a long way.
Yes.
In a manner of speaking. All right. Speaking of that, a lot of information coming your way. We'll meet Dr. Michael Harrison from Duke University in a moment here on Good Day Health.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI. Because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you save $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
All right, time for us to get serious about some serious information. There are a lot of people who are concerned. We have a lot of different cancers to deal with, and there are a lot of signs and symptoms of things like bladder cancer that ought to be part of what we take with us every day. But it's important to know the safety information that's connected with this. So Dr. Ken and I have invited Dr. Michael Harrison to join us. He specializes in treating people with cancers like bladder cancer, prostate cancer, testicular cancer, that sort of thing. And because Dr. Harrison and Dr. Kronhaus have something in common, I thought I'd have Ken bring us around to this focus.
Mike, it's nice
Thanks
to meet
so
you.
For Ken, me.
Ken Kronhaus, it's nice to have you join us. I was actually a medical intern. What Doug is referring to, I was a medical intern and medical resident at Duke in the 1980s and survived it.
Great. Well, go Duke.
Absolutely.
All right. So let's get to how much of a problem this is, first of all. The commonality of this, Dr. Harrison. Why are we focused on this now? What's going on?
Sure. Well, I think bladder cancer is a little bit under-recognized in that it is the fifth most common cause of cancer in the United States. So, for example, in 2017, about 80,000 people in the U.S. will be diagnosed with bladder cancer.
And under the circumstances, is there a cause or is there a similarity as to experience that people have when they get bladder cancer?
Well, so the causes are being studied, but the common causes include things like tobacco smoking and other exposures to chemical carcinogens. So basically the way it works is that your kidneys filter your blood and then urine is formed, and those carcinogens then travel with your urine from your kidneys down into your bladder where the urine just sits. And so all along the urinary tract, those cells, which are the cells lining that tract are called the urothelium, those are exposed to those chemical carcinogens. And that's how bladder cancer is thought to arise.
So when people go to visit cardiologists, specialists like Ken, he's a cardiologist, is he likely to see, Ken, when you are working with people who come to your office for what they think is a heart problem, do you ever connect the dots here and send people to another doctor, another specialist, because they may be showing signs of or symptoms of something in this circumstance like bladder cancer?
Well, Mike knows about Duke. You know, we're trained to look at all the records, be thorough, and often I'll look at old records on patients who are referred to me for a consultation, and I'll see an old urine analysis with a lot of red blood cells in the urine that was never worked up, and I've actually picked up a few bladder cancers that way.
Is that common, Dr. Harrison?
It is common. So one of the most common signs of bladder cancer is blood in the urine. And so that can be seen by the patient as kind of gross blood, or it could be picked up on a urinalysis, like Ken said, where there are red blood cells seen.
So what's the first thing somebody, if you see, you see it when you go to the bathroom, right? Can you see the red? If you have, I see yellow because a lot of the supplements I take, maybe not all use. So when I go to the bathroom, I see yellow. Does somebody who have bladder cancer have red? Can you see red in your urine?
Yes, that's exactly right. And even a small drop of blood can look like a lot in the toilet bowl. So it's not something that's easily missed, which is fortunate. And so that's why a lot of bladder cancer is caught early.
So do you, is chemotherapy, what are the traditional and non-traditional ways of treating this? Once somebody figures out that they've got the cancer, what's the treatment? What do you tell them?
So the treatment really depends on whether the cancer is diagnosed at an early or a more advanced stage. If the cancer is diagnosed early, then, in other words, the bladder cancer is localized to the bladder, treatment can be curative, and that would typically include either surgery or radiation to the bladder with or without chemotherapy. If the bladder cancer is more advanced, then treatment options have included chemotherapy, and then more recently we've added immunotherapy to the armamentarium.
Immunotherapy, explain that a little bit more, will you?
Sure. So immunotherapy is the name for cancer treatments that essentially harness the immune system to fight the cancer. So it turns out that your immune system is always surveilling your body for foreign things, and that includes cancer. And so one of the reasons why cancer develops is that the immune system is, in a sense, broken, and it can't recognize the cancer, in this case bladder cancer, as foreign. So what these new immunotherapies do is they essentially turn on the immune system so that it can recognize that the cancer is foreign and then find it and then go fight the cancer.
Ken, are you familiar with some of these? Are there Absolutely. Things like this for heart disease, or is this just something that you would use to treat different types of cancer?
Well, this is the exciting area of treating cancer these days, and he's in a very exciting place. You know, 10, 20 years ago, the cardiologists were getting all the new drugs, and now the cancer specialists are blessed with all these new drugs.
So the drugs that are available, these in place of having chemo, is that the idea?
Well, sometimes they're instead of having chemo. It kind of depends on the exact situation. But basically, when advanced cancer is diagnosed, advanced bladder cancer, that is, chemotherapy has been kind of the first choice option for a long time. But about a half of patients are not eligible to take that chemotherapy, and that's cisplatin-based chemotherapy specifically for many reasons, and that includes their age, their condition, such as being too frail, or other medical problems. So really, for those half of patients who can't get cisplatin-based chemotherapy, it's immunotherapy that's been approved that's giving those patients new hope and new options.
Can we tell the patients that the immune therapy is a little more specific than the chemotherapy for their problem?
Well, it's the question of whether it's more specific or not is kind of an interesting one. But I guess what I would say is that immunotherapy looks more promising in that the side effect profile is generally more tolerable than chemotherapy.
That says something in and of itself, doesn't it? Is there a particular type? Is there a name attached to this that people can ask about if they have this treatment in their future?
Sure, yeah. So one example is atezolizumab, and the trade name is T-Centric. And that was approved about 1 month ago, and that was for advanced bladder cancer in the first line or first treatment option when people can't get cisplatin chemotherapy.
These drugs that end in MABs, monoclonal antibody, and you're going to see many more of them, these are their scientific names.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dr. Harrison, thank you. This is good information, keeping this stuff on top of mind, because you never know who you're going to run across, whether you're going to have the problem, somebody in your family you love, somebody you know. So it's good to have.
It's real true hope. Jimmy Carter's still alive because of this,
yeah. Dr. Michael Harrison here with a focus on Good Day Health at 10 before the hour.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time. All while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us with some updates, some tips, some important information from his research in the medical journals. We'll get to that. Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks that bring you Super Beats. Super Beats. Get the bonus that comes with your first experience after you've listened to all of us for all these years talk about how super it is to get your nitric oxide level up so fast. You don't think about NO, not nitric oxide. You think about what it does. I don't expect you to be a doctor. I don't expect you to be a chemist. I don't expect you to know that much other than what we explained briefly about nitric oxide, which is basically a blood booster. It's full spectrum, multifaceted. It opens up. It's remarkable, actually. It opens up your pathways for blood to get all over your body, to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body that needs blood to stay healthy. It not only brings the food and the red blood cells and the red blood, but also the white blood cells to protect you from inflammation, injury, and disease. So all these things perform so much better when you are working with the benefit of Super Beets. Delicious circulation superfood. I drink it every day. Ken drinks it every day. The people on my staff. It's amazing energy, amazing stamina. And you know what? There's nothing. It's all natural. Non-GMO beets taste great. They are then powdered after they've been dried and put in a canister and sent to you. So if you want the taste and the benefit of something really good for you every day, Super Beets, available at 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Again, one more time, get that bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. Mention Dr. Ken, you get free shipping as well. Super Beets, super important to be super healthy. 800-655-4183.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the National Painting Week sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 29th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
A seatbelt can stop you from going into a store.
A seatbelt can stop you from climbing a tree. It can stop you from flying or from rolling down a hill. A seatbelt can stop you from doing a lot of things, like crushing bones and damaging vital organs. It can even save your life. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. So buckle up every trip, every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert.
Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom.
And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb.
Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn,
and hold his spatula high.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
All right, Ken, there's a report this week from the Journal of the American Heart Association about how dangerous it is not to get enough sleep. Not that this is new, but what's the new part of the story here?
Well, this is out of the Journal of the American Heart Association. This involves people who have risk factors for other heart problems. And if you put them together, we call this the metabolic syndrome. These are people who have high blood pressure, they're obese, they have high cholesterol, their waist is too big. And if you have a collection of these risk factors for heart disease, the news is that if you're getting less than 6 hours of sleep per night, you're at a significantly increased risk of dying early.
Well, what happens if you, every once in a while, you know my sleep habits. Everyone's like, the other night I came back from Los Angeles and I slept for about 4 hours, but then the next night I had seven and I took a quick nap. So is it every night, or is it, are you in danger if every once in a while you don't get enough
sleep?
Well,
first you have to have the metabolic syndrome, which you don't have. You don't have this collection of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, obesity, diabetes. So you're not in the metabolic syndrome category. And then it's people who have metabolic syndrome, all these risk factors for heart disease, and then usually get less than 6 hours a night. If you have an occasional night, that's not what's going to kill you.
No, it's a constant not getting enough
sleep.
It's
a lifestyle.
Yeah, and is it daytime sleep isn't as good, even if you certainly don't want to get only 4 hours sleep. And a lot of people that do the night shift do only sleep 4 or 5 hours during the day. That's really bad.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you can keep that phone, network, and number two for a lot less? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to Straight Talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.